Masechet Berachot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is going to teach us two different things. Number one, that the concept of tefillah is really connecting to Hashem. It's not just fulfilling one's obligation. And secondly, that if somebody's in a makom sakana, if somebody's in a dangerous location, they pray a short prayer, but they're still obligated to pray to Hashem. Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Haoseh tefillato keva, En tefillato tahanunim. If somebody makes his prayer like a keva, like a hova, like an obligation that he just has to get done, that he's not looking at it as a moment to actually reflect and connect to Hashem, but he's just looking to take it upon himself as a hok kavua, something that he has to do and he has no choice and he just has to get it over with. If he does that, his tefillah is not considered to be tahanunim. It's not going to be received by Hashem properly. Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, HaMehalech Bimkom Sakana, Mitpalel Tefillah Ketzara. If somebody's going in a location that's dangerous, he still prays a Tefillah Ketzara. He prays a shortened prayer. And that prayer goes like this, Omer, Hosha Hashem Et Amecha Et She'el Yisrael, Bechol Parashat Ha'ibur, Yehiyu Sorchehem, Lefanecha Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. The prayer says, redeem us Hashem, redeem us, redeem your people who are the remnant, the leftover people of Israel. At every Parashat Ha'ibur, the Bar Tenura says, Parashat Ha'ibur is a very vague term over here. It means that Hashem, you should remember us even at those points in time where we have Averot. Don't just remember us and connect to us during times where we're behaving and when we're following the laws of the Torah. Rather, even those times that we're not connected and we're separate from you because of Avera, please stay connected to us and please watch over who we are. Yehiyu sorchehem lefanecha. Let our needs be before you. Baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefillah. Blessed you Hashem, who listens to our tefillot. Masechet Berachot Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah here is going to talk about two separate takanot that our rabbis instituted. Number one, that Tefillat Amidah has to be prayed while standing. And number two, that Amidah has to be prayed towards Yerushalayim and towards Kodesh HaKodashim. Mishnah says, Haya Rochev Al HaHamor Yered. If somebody was riding on a donkey, he should get off the donkey and pray. Since he's on the donkey, he's seated. He won't be able to pray correctly. It's not respectful to pray like that in front of Hashem. V'im eino yachol ered, yachzir et panav. If he's unable to get off the donkey, he has no way of tying it up or having somebody hold it for him, he can't get off the donkey, he should turn his face towards Jerusalem. And by the way, the Bar Tenura points out over here that the Gemara is not posek like this. Halakha is not like this Tam Mishnah. That whether this guy has someone to hold his donkey, whether he doesn't have somebody to hold his donkey, it doesn't matter. We don't hold by this Mishnah. If a person's on the donkey, he shouldn't get off. He should rather pray while he's on the donkey because he'll have much more focus in that situation. It's very similar to somebody on a plane. Sometimes, if you could do it, and there are situations like that where if you get up and you go to the back of the plane, it works. You can have full kavana. But there are other times where there's flight attendants walking around and there's people pushing a cart and you're running around trying to pray standing up. It really doesn't work, and a person is much better off sitting in his seat and having kavana and praying. So really, that's the same situation over here. Mishnah continues. If a person doesn't have the ability to turn his face towards Jerusalem, he should at least have in mind, focus his heart towards Kodesh Kodashim. He should make it like his tefillot are going directly to the Temple Mount and Kodesh Kodashim.